Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing on with a message I've entitled Living Bones, and we've been looking, or will look, at the first 14 verses of chapter 37 of Ezekiel. And this is the vision that God gave the prophet Ezekiel of a valley of dry bones. And in verse 4, well, let me just make reference to verse 3. God said to him, "Can these bones live?" And he answered, "O Lord God, thou knowest." And in verse 4, again, he said unto me, the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." And beloved, it is the word of God that is all powerful. It is the word, it's the ministry of the word that has been entrusted to every believer on the face of the earth, in the body of Christ. God's word is precious. Psalm 104 and 30 says, "Thou sendest forth thy spirit, and they are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth." And then there are some passages in Joel, the second chapter, verse 27, and there the word says, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." And in the third chapter, verse 17, "So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore." So that word, Hebrew word that is used, yada, it is a full realization that it is God doing the work, God Himself. And that word means that yada, no, it means to perceive, to understand, to gain knowledge through the senses. And do we not understand that when we speak God's word, even though our senses or reality seems to deny it, nonetheless, our faith is substance, and it will bring through our faith out of the unseen realm those things which are in accordance with God's will and timing. They will come to pass. And that's why the word tells us, if we pray, John says, anything according to the will of God, we know that He hears us. And if He hears us, then we shall have the petitions we've desired of Him. For the psalmist said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, but verily God hath heard me." And so in that, that's what verse 6 says. In 5, he says, the Lord God says to these bones, this is the prophetic word, "Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." And in verse 6, which is that understanding, that full realization of God doing the work, "I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." This is obviously a miracle, a full understanding that it is God alone who can do this. And then in verse 9, again, the Lord says to Ezekiel, "Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." And so that feminine Hebrew noun, ruach, is the most basic meaning of it, means air in motion. And of course, That is the breath of the nostrils of God, if you will, the wind, the Holy Spirit. And it's the exact same word for spirit in verse 1. As I shared that, remember, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, in the wind of the Lord, if you will. And as we see in verse 9, that wind, that ruach, it means the Spirit of God. And when it talks about the slain, I thought that was very interesting. When he says, can these bones live? That word in verse 9, it says, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. And the first time I read that, I didn't really observe how closely. They weren't just dead, because, you know, any dry bone, it's a person who has died, but it says they were slain. Now, what does that refer to, or what does that imply? They weren't just dead. They were killed, if you were slain, not by natural causes, but destroyed by Satan. And isn't that indeed his work? He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And let me share a passage found in the Gospel of John, verses 7 through 8. These are the words of Jesus, and he was speaking these words to, if you recall, Nicodemus in chapter 3, who came to him at night, and he was asking questions. And Jesus' response to Nicodemus was, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And so that is also a definition of how we are, in terms of we are controlled, or should be controlled, by the Spirit of God. So what can we share thus far in these 9 verses that we've looked at? Well, we see the importance of God's prophetic word. What do we see in verses 7 and 8? We see Ezekiel prophesied, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And in verse 8, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, the sin covered them, and there was no breath in them. So speaking the prophetic word which God commanded Ezekiel, and as he commands us to speak, that's the Great Commission, to share the gospel, to share what God has done in our lives, to share our testimonies, to share the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. That word, that prophetic word, if you will, creates a vehicle to accomplish the divine will. Because, do you see, and this is my heart's desire, that, and I believe the heart of the Lord, that we can understand how important we are to the plan of God in terms of prayer, in terms of interceding, in terms of speaking God's will. It's not just a sovereign move of God. We are the body of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. That is a command to us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But we have to obey. We have to speak his words. How can they hear unless a preacher be sent? Well, you don't have to be an anointed pastor or evangelist to do that. You are an able minister of the gospel of reconciliation. It doesn't matter your station in life or what your job description is. If you're called of the Lord and you belong to Jesus and you're a member of his body, that means you're a lively stone. And that means you're just not a hunk of rock lying there. You're lively. There's life in you. There's breath in you. And God wants you to be busy, as Jesus was, about the Father's business. Revelation 4:11 says, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And you know what, beloved? He takes pleasure in his people. And the importance of the breath, of course, is seen in verse 9, that wind, that breath being the wind, the power of the Holy Spirit, that gives life and power to perform the divine will. In John the 20th chapter, we see an account of Jesus' appearance to his disciples after his resurrection. Verse 19 says, "The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, the doors were shut, and the disciples were all gathered together for fear of the Jews. All of a sudden, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them, and he said, 'Peace be unto you.' Then he showed them his hands, his side. They were glad. And then Jesus said to them, 'Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you.'" Verse 22, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, 'Receive ye the Holy Ghost.'" So I would say at this point, it would seem that because he had died and resurrected, he had accomplished salvation. At that point, they were born again. And then before very long, he gave them instructions to tarry in Jerusalem so they could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, beloved, it is important, just as they needed to accomplish God's will and purposes in their lives for their time in their generation, they needed, first of all, to be born again and to receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And so let's just close this broadcast in prayer. Father, I thank you. Just as you stood in the midst of your disciples, you said, "Peace, peace be unto you." Father, I speak peace to those who are listening today. Lord, we love you. We love your word. But Lord, there are battles that times try us very sorely. And so, Father, I pray for divine strength, Lord, that you will strengthen them with power and might in their inner man. You will cause their faith to be unshakable, to be unmoved, and they will trust in you to see victory, Lord, and that they will be able to have divine patience to wait upon you and to walk according to heavenly wisdom and know that you are accomplishing your plans and purposes in their lives as well as in the world. Father, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod, your staff, your holy word comforts us and leads us in the way of righteousness. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray. I'll confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal response, I respond through the mail. I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.